4 WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Virginia's senators weigh in on the meeting between the president's son and a Russian lawyer last year and on the Senate's health care bill. Virginia is the first state to sign up for a new emergency broadband network. And UVA gets money to breathe life into their lung transplant program. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, July 11th. Good morning. Virginia Senator Mark Warner, Vice Chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, says we now have the first clear evidence that senior Trump campaign officials met with Russians to try to discredit Hillary Clinton. Charles Fishburne with our partner station WCVE reports.
Once again, Virginia's Democratic Senator and the number two member of the Intelligence Committee is being widely quoted nationwide after hearing about Donald Trump Jr.'s acknowledgement of a meeting last June with a Russian lawyer.
I believe it's remarkable that this meeting, one, was not reported beforehand, that two, this is again the first time the public has seen clear evidence of at least an attempt by the Trump campaign to obtain information, and again, in this case, from a possible foreign agent that would interfere with the Hillary Clinton campaign efforts.
The White House says the president learned of the 2016 meeting just a few days ago. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
As the United States Senate considers the controversial overhaul of America's healthcare system, Senator Tim Kaine says he's concerned because Senate committees have not conducted hearings or heard witnesses. That's one reason why he hosted a roundtable discussion in Northern Virginia this week to hear from parents of medically complex children. The wide-ranging discussion was emotional at times as parents explained the uncertainty they would face in getting specialized wheelchairs and breathing tubes. Senator Kaine concluded the roundtable by offering this observation.
Thank you for sharing your stories, and just stay in touch with our office. I think the next 3 weeks are just absolutely critical. I've been in the Senate only 4.5 years, but I don't know that there will be three more important weeks. If I'm in the Senate for 30 years, I'm not sure that there will be 3 weeks that will be more important than the next 3 weeks.
The current version of the Senate bill would cap the amount of services these parents could receive, which Kaine says is unconscionable. And that report was from Virginia Public Radio. Researchers at the University of Virginia School of Medicine have just received more than $8.6 million in federal grants to try to dramatically increase the number of lungs available for transplant and to improve the outcomes of people who receive them. WCVE's Charles Fishburne has that story.
So here we have a pair of lungs outside the body, and they're being perfused with what's called steam solution, which is a clear buffer solution.
Victor Laubach is a professor in the Department of Surgery at the UVA School of Medicine.
And you can see the lungs, they're being ventilated.
He is demonstrating a procedure known as ex vivo lung perfusion, which combined with a promising drug would open the door for surgeons to assess and use lungs from donors who die outside the hospital. And this procedure is one of the reasons the National Institutes of Health is investing millions of dollars at UVA. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
Finally, Governor Terry McAuliffe says Virginia is the first state in the country to opt in to a national public safety broadband network. McAuliffe signed a letter of intent on Monday saying that Virginia will allow the First Responder Network Authority and AT&T to move forward with the development of the network. McAuliffe said the letter marks a significant step toward fulfilling a recommendation from the 9/11 Commission that a dedicated nationwide broadband network be created to help public safety agencies communicate during large-scale emergencies. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy your Tuesday.